to turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 6. Galatians, chapter 6. I'd like to read verse 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith, which is the local church, which we're a member. What we read here in Galatians 6 and 10 is the application. It's the reason. It's the consequence of what has gone before. In verse 6, Paul said, "Let him that is taught in the word communicate," and that doesn't mean speak to, it speaks of sharing, "communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things." So Paul is speaking of sharing with those that have taught you spiritual truths. That's what he's talking about in verse 6. To encourage such, he mentions the law of sowing and reaping, verses 7 and 8. Again, verses 7 and 8, in their strict context, they have a wider application. But in the very strictest of context, goes back to what he said in verse 6. But in verse 7, he said, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." And then in verse 9, he exhorts them to be diligent in this matter of sharing with those who have taught you spiritually. He says in verse 9, "Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Then we come to verse 10, and we want to center our thoughts around verse 10. Notice the very first word, "as." That is a word that indicates a time. As. As we have. To have is to be in personal possession. So as we have, as we come into possession, as we have opportunity, when the time comes when we have opportunity, let us, which speaks of a response, that is, when the time comes when we possess opportunity, let us respond by to do good. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good, or that which is right, that which is beneficial and advantageous unto all men. We want to consider these words tonight in light of the Bible conference that will start on Tuesday evening. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. Consider opportunity. It is something that we all have. Many times we don't even see the opportunity that's right in front of us. But we have opportunity. The word opportunity speaks of a set of circumstances that make it possible to do something. A set of circumstances that make it possible to do something. It would speak of favorable circumstances for the accomplishing of something specific. As we have, therefore, opportunity. That is, circumstances make it possible for us to do good. We, of course, are to take advantage of that opportunity. Now, the conference provides a set of circumstances that make it possible for us to do something that we would not ordinarily have the occasion to do. In light of the fact that God is sovereign, opportunity comes our way by the direction of God. Opportunity comes our way by the providence of God. What that means is that opportunity is not an accident. Opportunities are sent to us by God. And they are sent to us on purpose. God does not mistakenly send an opportunity your way. An opportunity is sent your way on purpose. And an opportunity is sent your way with a purpose. In our text, it is the opportunity to do good. And we see here in verse 10 that the implication is that we will have opportunities. It's not that we're going to lack these opportunities. We have them. Notice again in verse 10, it says as, not if. It does not say if we have opportunity, let us do good unto all men. If would imply that you may not have opportunity. You may have, you may not. But he does not use the word if. He uses the word as. That is, there are times when we all have opportunity. As we have opportunity. Not if. There are people who honestly believe that they never have opportunity. That is so far from the truth. The truth is, people that believe that are blind to opportunities that's right before them. As we have opportunity, let us do good. Again, these opportunities are God sent. They are God directed. Therefore, we are under obligation. We have a duty. We have a responsibility. Since God sends these opportunities, then our responsibility is even greater. It is a great responsibility to have a God-sent opportunity. That's a great responsibility. It's also a great privilege. But these opportunities are God sent. Being God sent means that they are blessings. They are blessings bestowed upon us by God. And they enable us to be further blessed by God. I believe as we use our opportunities that God gives us for His honor and for His glory, He blesses us even more. So it enables us. He blesses us with the opportunity, gives us the ability to fulfill the opportunity, and then He blesses us for fulfilling it. And you can't improve on that. That's wonderful. The Bible Conference, of course, is an expense. And it is a work. And as members of Home Baptist Church, we should all be willing to share in the expense. We should all be willing to share in the work. That being said, we must not view the conference as merely an expense, as merely a work. Because it's something far greater. Amen. It's something far greater than an expense. It is something far greater than a labor. It is a God-sent opportunity. Amen. A God-sent opportunity for Home Baptist Church to do good unto others and to make a difference for just a few days, maybe a lifetime. But it is more than an expense. It is more than a labor. It's far, far greater. It's an opportunity. And we all need to view it as such. It is an opportunity. Now the Lord, in His sovereignty, has chosen and has allowed and has enabled this church to host the conference. I believe this will be the 34th year. And we should never take that lightly, that God has chosen us to do that, that God has allowed us to do that, that God has enabled us to do that. That's not something to take lightly. This is something, again, far greater than an expense, something far greater than just the labor. It's an opportunity. And we need to view it as a blessing. We must not lose sight of the fact that this is to be for the honor and glory of God. It's not about Home Baptist Church. It's not about any particular member of Home Baptist Church. It is for the honor and glory of God. And it is in the interest and well-being of the Lord's churches and the Lord's people. What an opportunity. Amen. What an opportunity that God has given us. And when we consider that in about 48 hours, this will be a gathering place. This will be a gathering place where a remnant of people will come. A gathering place where a remnant of the most faithful men and women on earth will come. They will come from all directions. Why do they come? Well, the food's good. Do you really believe that they're going to drive? I don't care how good food is. Do you really believe they're going to drive 10 hours for food? I don't think so. And that's not a criticism in any way of the food. But that's not why they come. They will drive great distances from all directions to worship and to exalt the Lord. And they'll come here. That means that this will be a special gathering place. A gathering place of a remnant of people who love the Lord. A remnant of people who believe and stand for the truth. A remnant of people who have biblical convictions. Do we agree with all of these people on everything? Of course not. I don't agree with myself on everything. But we know that for the most part, those who come love the Lord. They believe the truth, they stand for the truth, and they have biblical convictions. And they'll gather here. And they want to serve the Lord. And all these people will come. What a privilege this becomes for Home Baptist Church. What an opportunity this becomes. You see, not everybody has the privilege and the opportunity that we will have starting Tuesday evening. Not everybody has that opportunity. But God in His grace, God in His mercy, not because of us, has given us that opportunity. A special remnant of God's chosen. They will gather. We, of course, know many of them personally, talk with them often. And we know this. We know this is true wherever people gather. They have burdens. Everyone who gathers here will have burdens. Everyone who gathers will have trials. They have had and continue to have difficulties, and some of them are fighting battles. Some of them are struggling in many ways. Some of them are weary. Some of them have endured great sorrows in the past year and heartaches. And yet, they have remained faithful. They have remained true. And they'll come here. And they will come here because they know that God's word is going to be preached. Everyone who comes knows there's going to be at least 14 messages. They know that. Doesn't surprise them. If I'd known this was going to happen, I wouldn't have come. No, that's why they come. They know that God's word is going to be preached. And they come to draw from the wells of God. They come hoping to find some encouragement. Hoping to find some strength. Hoping to find some reviving. They come for shelter. They come for spiritual refreshment. And again, they will all gather here. And that gives us an opportunity to be a blessing. That gives us an opportunity to be a blessing to a very, very special group of people. These who will come, many of them will take time off of work to come. Some with pay, some without pay. Some will take their children out of school. Some will take the only vacation time they have left. Some save all year to come. There have been several who've told me, we save for it all year. What a blessing. They save all year, put a little bit aside so that they can come. There are those who come and it is a financial burden for them to do so. I mean, it puts them in financial straits. There are those who come and it's not easy for them to come physically. May have arthritis. May have all kinds of aches. It's just not easy for them to come. But they come. And they will come here. And they will come because they know and they believe that the blessing will far, far outweigh any inconvenience or any expense that they may incur. That being said, We cannot look at the conference as an expense. We cannot look at the conference as a labor. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity that God has given us. And since God has given us the opportunity, we do have a responsibility. We have an obligation. When we consider, again, that this will be a special gathering place, that ought to, again, cause us to realize that this is an opportunity. But when you consider the wide effect, and I think about this often, when you consider the wide effect that a conference can have upon the Lord's people and upon the Lord's churches, this is something far greater than an expense. And how can you put a price on that? This is something far greater than just work. This is an opportunity. Again, almost all who attend are faithful members of one of the Lord's churches. And God's word will be preached, and they will be blessed, they will be encouraged, they will be strengthened, and then they will take that back to their home church. And their home churches will be blessed. The conference has a wide, wide influence. What an opportunity. What an opportunity that we have. People will go from here and they will talk about the messages that were preached. They will talk about the fellowship that they had. They will talk about how the members of Home Baptist Church treated them. These will all be topics of conversation. And it is our opportunity to be a blessing. It is our opportunity to be used of God in a special way. When we consider that this week we have the opportunity to serve dear saints of God. And in so doing, we serve Christ. What an opportunity. What an opportunity that we have. We have the opportunity of showing hospitality to the saints of God. We have opportunity to receive them. We have opportunity to share with them. We have opportunity to minister to them. We have opportunity to fellowship with them. This is a great opportunity. Not just an expense. Oh, it's far greater than that. Not just a work. It's far, far greater. It's the opportunity for you and I to show the kindness of God to God's people. To show the love of God to God's people. And we ought to look for every opportunity to be a blessing. We ought to look for every opportunity to be an encouragement. I know for a fact that there are preachers that will be here who are having a terrible time, who may not be pastoring the church they pastor when they get back. We have an opportunity. We have an opportunity to be an encouragement, to be a blessing to them. We have the opportunity to serve people and help people that we normally do not have the opportunity to serve and help. This is our opportunity. And then when we consider that there will be 14 messages preached from God's Word, That's an opportunity. That is an opportunity to grow spiritually. 14 messages. We should be spiritually prepared for such an opportunity. We ought to make preparation in our hearts. We do a lot of preparation. A lot of cleaning, make sure everything is in order. And all that's necessary. But it is not as necessary as the spiritual preparation that should go into the conference. We should be earnestly praying for each preacher, for each one. You know, there are some who will email and they want to know the schedule. They want to know who's preaching when and all this and why you're having him preach. And I just say, you'll have to come and see. I had one email this week that said, well, I know you don't give out the schedule, but could you tell me? No. You can come and see. And just pray for each one that'll be preaching, that God will give them clarity of thought, boldness to deliver the message, and that we would have a clear and felt manifestation of the Spirit of God. That God would come down in a mighty way. That we would have a clear and felt manifestation of His power and of His glory. That there would be a mighty moving of the Spirit of God amongst us. A moving that none could deny, and a moving that none will forget. That's what we need. Oh, that God, and this should be our desire every church service. But oh, how this ought to be our desire this week. That God would move amongst us in such a way that no one can deny it. God was there. And that no one will ever forget it. We need to be praying to that end. That God would move us. That God would jolt us. That God would flood our hearts with His presence. That's our desire. I pray that God would move in such a mighty way on Tuesday night that we none of us go home, that we just pick up Wednesday morning. How wonderful. How wonderful that would be. Well, I need to get home and get to bed. Well, you go home and go to bed then. But I pray that God would give us such a manifestation of the Spirit that we'd be here all night long. That God would cause His people to be revived. And one thing is for certain, if that is going to happen, it will require the Spirit of God. But it's possible. God's Word will be preached. God uses His Word. This is a time of spiritual opportunity. That's why Sharon and I never thought twice. I'm not criticizing, I'm just saying, and we never thought twice about whether or not we should take kids out of school. I wasn't worried about it. Well, they'll fail the class. Well, fine. This is far greater. This is a far, far, far greater opportunity. an opportunity to be spiritually aroused, an opportunity to be spiritually stirred, an opportunity to fall more in love with the Lord, an opportunity to have more passion and more zeal for the Lord, an opportunity for our convictions to be strengthened. What an opportunity! This is not just an expense. This is not just a work. This is an opportunity for each and every one of us. The opportunity far, far outweighs the expense. Now, as a church, we provide motel rooms for preachers. Hopefully no one will get upset. If you do, take it to the Lord. We have taken the liberty through the years to also provide rooms for some people. If someone calls me and says, "Brother Dan, I'd really like to come, we're just not financially able to do so," I'll say, "What if we provide a room? Will that help you?" Oh, that would help immensely. Amen. I don't want them not to come because they can't afford a motel room. There have been those through the years, the room would help, but, you know, gas. And we've helped them as well as a church. Amen. It's not just an expense, it's an opportunity. Right. And we need to view it as that, and I believe everyone here does. But as a member of Home Baptist Church, you have a great opportunity. You have a great opportunity before you right now. The first thing we need to ask ourselves is, are we spiritually ready? Are we spiritually ready for Bible conference? Bible conference is hard on the flesh. By Thursday evening, you're dragging. It's difficult. But oh, what a blessing it is to the spiritual man. Are we spiritually ready? Are we in a condition that God will use? Are we in a condition that God will use? Need to examine our hearts. Are our hearts right with God? Are we in a right relationship with God? These are all questions that each one of us individually need to honestly answer, carefully examine. Is there anything that would possibly grieve and quench the Holy Spirit in my life? We can't control the condition of the people that come. We have absolutely no control over that. We can't even really worry about that. But we do need to examine our own life. Is there anything that might grieve and quench the Spirit of God? It ought to scare us to death, whether it be the conference or any other church service, that we might be the one who would quench the Spirit of God. That ought to greatly concern us. As we have opportunity, let us do good. Again, it starts out in verse 6, communicating with those who've taught you spiritual truth, but now he expands it. Let us do good unto all men. especially those of the household of faith, which household of faith would be Home Baptist Church in this case. But we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity this week, an opportunity that God has given us. How thankful we ought to be that God would give us that opportunity. Not only thankful, but it should cause a degree of fear as well. If God has given me this opportunity, then I have a responsibility. I have an obligation. I hope and pray that we are ready, that we are spiritually ready for the conference, that we would get ready, and that this would be, it is said every year, we pray that this would be the greatest conference yet. That ought to always be our prayer. Truth is, each one ought to just get better and better and better. But oh, how we need to pray. And I ask that each one of us would come and that we would pray that God again would move upon us in such a way that it's obvious that God is here. That God would move us in such a way, move upon us in such a way that lives would be changed, churches would be changed, pastors would be changed, that God would send a revival amongst the people of His churches. What an opportunity. What a blessing. So again, we pray that we're ready. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in a verse of song.